Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Brye. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fourth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Singer. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Steve Brye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Brye moves to second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brye scores. Carew moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Hile moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hile moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall takes first base on ball four. Steve Brye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brye is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carbo moves to second. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carew bunts towards the mound. Augustine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Moore and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Moore, and Scott drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Lizcano reaches third base with a triple. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Twins. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to third. Heil moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singer fires over to first and Carew drops the ball. That's an error on Carew. Johnson moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Scott takes first base on ball four. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lizcano hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and steps on first for the out. Scott throws to Yount, who throws back to Scott, who tags Randall for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Singer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Bill Castro now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hile moves to second. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Dan Ford. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to third for the out. Cusick moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive to right field. Carbo throws towards the plate. Moore fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Cusick scores. Bostock moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley is walked intentionally. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Lyman Bostock now playing center field. Steve Bry now playing right field. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Bill Campbell now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money scores. Scott moves to third. It's 7-2, Twins. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lascano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Daryl Porter now catching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lascano. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Cusick moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cusick scores. Bostock moves to third. It's 8-2, Twins. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.